Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Ty Lawrence talking beef tenderness in just a moment.
By now, you're so excited to plant corn that you're up before the alarm. You don't even need coffee to get going. Well, maybe just a little. As the excitement builds, remember to protect your seedlings early. Plant Pioneer brand corn products with upgraded Pioneer Premium seed treatment offerings, featuring DuPont Lumavia insecticide seed treatment and a new enhanced fungicide to control Pythium. Turn to your local DuPont Pioneer team to help you get ready. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Ranchers, this is Red Steagall. I'm planning to see you at the Hemp Hill County, Texas A&M AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas on April 25th. Now, the conference this year is more important than ever with all the changes in markets, environments, and our ever-changing world. Nationally known speakers will address important subjects critical to your beef cattle business. Contact the Hemp Hill County AgriLife Extension Office to register, 806-323-9114. That's 806-323-9114.
When it comes to tenderness as a trait in your beef cattle herd, nobody's more knowledgeable than Dr. Ty Lawrence out of West Texas A&M University out of Canyon, Texas. We caught up with Ty recently at the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers annual meeting down in San Antonio as he was talking with producers about this subject.
Ty, you're here at visiting with producers about how they can kind of get their arms around tenderness as a trait within their cattle herd and how that, you know, can then turn into something that can hopefully make them some money. You know, how do you get started in really incorporating tenderness as one of those traits that you're really shooting for?
Well, Ron, it's not easy. So some of the things that I highlighted today were the interrelationship of palatability and how it's flavor and juiciness and marbling. And they're not independent of each other. They're very interrelated. And we talked about improving marbling based on genetic selection. We've got years of EPD, physical data behind many sires available today. And more recently, in the last probably 5, 6, 7 years, we've got genomic enhancement to those EPDs. And we can really hone in on improving marbling. That will make a large improvement in the flavor profile of our product. Second to that, we now have genetic evaluation for tenderness. And so we can, with some confidence, say, you know what, that bull, compared to his pen mate bulls, will produce a tougher or a more tender product. And so one of the things that I highlighted was, hey, maybe instead of chasing direct tenderness, let's start by eliminating the bottom of the herd. Maybe let's call it the bottom 10%. So if you had genetic information on your cattle herd, figure out where the toughest 10% are, mm-hmm. and let's not replicate those. Let's send them off to market and not promote those genetics anymore. So those would be big improvements that our beef producing group can make.
And when we start talking about this concept of tenderness, it's associated with everything that the consumer likes.
Amen. So the consumer expects a tender, juicy, flavorful beef experience. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we want to give them. And so if we're able to improve the tenderness, improve the juiciness, improve the flavor of our product, we're undoubtedly able to improve beef demand, and they'll be coming back for more year in, year out.
How do you knock off that bottom animal that's got, say, tendencies for, you know, producing a tough carcass?
Well, so with genetic data, you can go in, take a test. It might be a little drop of blood. It might be a hair follicle sample. There are companies now that would have this test. You can contact Igenity. You can contact Zoetis. And they have testing available. They'll take that sample of tissue, and they'll evaluate it on a DNA panel. They're looking at tenderness specifically for calpain and calpostatin enzyme SNPs and in the DNA, and they're going to provide you feedback that says this animal in an index of 1 to 10 or 1 to 100% will fit in a beef profile somewhere in the tough, tender, or it could be intermediate category. And I have experience with both of those products. They work. You can eliminate the tough population, or you can promote the tender population.
Dr. Ty Lawrence with that ultimate goal of trying to give the consumer a great eating experience when they enjoy beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, this is your invitation to Express Ranch's annual Grass Time Sale coming Saturday, April 22nd, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 650 head will sell, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, plus 40 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 40 registered two-year-old pairs. To find out more about this year's annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.